Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 now. And 27 degrees, fog and mist out there. Day 23 of the partial government shutdown. With more rhetoric and finger-pointing and no end in sight.
The president says he wants to make a deal. Democratic Senator Chris Coons says right now it's hard to see the president as sincere.
I think the president should test that by making it clear what concessions and what compromise he's willing to put forward.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says he has some ideas for a deal, starting with those allowed here after disasters.
They're going to lose their legal status soon. He's willing to extend that. The DACA recipients, they're all tied up in court. But I think he would give them work permits for 3 years, one-time renewable, if he could get wall funding.
Both men on Fox News Sunday. Each day the shutdown continues, makes it the longest ever in this nation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A two-car crash injured several people early yesterday morning in North Wichita near 21st and Grove. A pickup truck collided with an SUV. Multiple people in the SUV were transported to a hospital. The extent of their injuries unknown. The driver of the truck fled the scene on foot and has not been located.
The USS Wichita was commissioned during a ceremony at a U.S. Navy station in Florida over the weekend.
The ceremony took place on Saturday at Naval Station Mayport near Jacksonville. The ship is named in honor of Wichita's significant contributions to national defense and is the third USS Wichita commissioned into service. The ship's duties will include conducting mine sweeps, anti-submarine and drug trafficking surveillance operations, as well as providing humanitarian support around the globe. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran gave the keynote speech. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, Kansas Representative Ron Estes, and Kansas Governor Jeff Collier were also in attendance. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Governor Laura Kelly will be giving her State of the State address on Wednesday. On the John Whitmer Show on KNSS, State Representative Susan Humphreys gave her thoughts on what to expect.
I think what we're going to hear is that the state is in a dismal place, because that's all I hear right now coming from the new administration is we're going to set things right, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this. Without raising taxes, which was one of her campaign promises, she ran on that she didn't want to raise taxes, and the numbers just don't add up. And the $900 million, we need to spend that on conservative things. We need to pay our the debts that we have right now. We need to get those taken care of and not expand any programs.
The John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. on KNSS.
A partial victory for states suing the Trump administration in the battle over free contraception for women under Obamacare.
A federal judge in California is blocking rules imposed by the administration to allow more employers to opt out of providing women with no-cost birth control, set to take effect Monday. Businesses would be given exemptions based on religious beliefs or moral objections. 13 states in Washington, D.C. argue women would be forced to turn to state-funded programs for birth control and experience unintended pregnancies. But the judge limited the scope of the ruling to only the plaintiffs, rejecting their request to block the rules nationwide. No word yet if the administration will appeal. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
More regulations are coming to beef-friendly Nebraska relating to the word meat.
More than 4 months after Missouri becomes the first state to regulate the term meat on product labels, Nebraska's powerful farm groups lobbying for similar protection from veggie burgers, tofu dogs, and other items with the look and taste of meat. Nebraska lawmakers are considering a bill to prevent companies from packaging, selling, and advertising foods that are plant-based, insect-based, and lab-grown as meat. Similar measures are pending in Tennessee, Virginia, and Wyoming. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The first half of the work week looks like quiet weather is going to stick around. We have some morning fog that will clear on out. Then this afternoon's high 42, tonight's low 28, then sunny tomorrow, Tuesday's high near 50. Our long-range computer models show yet another storm system moving in toward the end of the week that may start as rain, ending with snow by Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, fog, mist, and 27 degrees. We've got a west wind at 9 miles per hour. Today is Monday, January 14th, 2019. On this date in 1989, President Reagan delivered his 331st and final weekly White House radio address, telling listeners, believe me, Saturdays will never seem the same. I'll miss you. Of course, his first love, he started out in radio, and he brought a Saturday address that was widely covered. A lot of stations took that address on the air.
So, oh, yeah.
There you go. That was in 1989. Can what you wear be more important than what you drink when you're pulled over for suspected drunk driving? That's what's being suggested in a case in Pennsylvania. The Press Enterprise of Bloomberg reports a case in which the lawyer for a woman charged with drunken driving hinted his client's coat chewing could have altered the results of her breath test. Newspaper says the officer who pulled over Jana Malkschgat testified that she was nibbling on her coat before he gave her the breath test, and he ordered her to stop that. Her lawyer asked if the officer knew the chemical makeup of the coat, noting there are certain substances that could change the result of a breath test. Officer says he also smelled alcohol on the woman's breath.
You're testing positive for Gore-Tex.
And then she failed a field sobriety test. Despite the query about the coat, the judge ruled there was enough evidence to send the case to trial.
Yeah, well.
Chewing on her coat. Gasoline prices. We've got a story from Tripoli Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey. And prices down 12 cents over the past 3 weeks.
Okay.
We've been reporting that this morning. Last night I gassed up at Dillon's for $1.70 a gallon. Had some of those plus points built up, you know. $1.70. Not bad, Ted. I guess you don't.
Below the out.
Yeah. I'm doing well. Now, you had tipped me off to a good TV show. What was it called? I don't know the actual name, but it's the USS Indianapolis. I don't remember the actual name.
Yeah, it was a special
name.
On PBS.
Special on PBS. Shelly and I searched and searched. We finally found it over the weekend and sat down and watched it. Oh, man. This is the aircraft carrier taking the atomic bomb out to Guam in World War II.
Right at the end of World War II.
Two torpedoes went down.
And it got sunk by a Japanese submarine late in the war.
And the sharks came.
Yeah, so you had hundreds and hundreds of guys in the water.
Nobody knew about it because it was all top secret.
And the Navy kind of messed up, and nobody knew that they'd been sunk or that they were even missing.
It's quite a story. And then
the guys that did happen to survive the sinking and the sharks were out there for 4 days without any food and water floating in the ocean.
Yeah. And the Captain McVeigh was court-martialed, and finally that was made right, well, sort of. The Senate undid that about 40 years later, but interesting story, the USS Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff. That was well done.
This weekend, USS Wichita being commissioned down in Florida. This morning, of course, Monday's with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, with us this morning to talk about that and other things. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How was Florida?
Oh, it was a little cooler than normal, but what a awesome event. I actually got to give remarks, obviously, a couple of times. We had a dinner one evening, Friday evening, that they allowed me to share some remarks. And then, of course, the actual commissioning on Saturday. I sat right next to the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Secretary Gertz. Great guy.
You know how many, two people I know that were Assistant Secretary of the Navy? Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt. So you maybe were sitting next to somebody who'll be a president someday.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, no, it was pretty neat to meet the crew and the skipper and their families and tour the ship. And it was, gives us a lot of pride that we get to be a part of their family. And we couldn't have asked for a better ship sponsor. Kate Lara and her husband, Jim, are just the most awesome people you'd ever want to meet. And perfect sponsors. Of course, Jim grew up in Wichita and takes tremendous pride with that fact.
You have, the city council has a pretty long meeting. I looked at the agenda this morning, a pretty long meeting scheduled for tomorrow. You think you're going to be up to staying awake the whole time?
Well, I'll make sure that I drink plenty of coffee. Actually, it shouldn't be too bad tomorrow. We swear in our new council member, and then we have to deal with, one company where we have to enact some clawbacks on incentives. You know, we're one of the very few cities in the United States where when we offer incentives, they come with pretty strict guidelines. And if you don't meet our guidelines, we ask for our money back. And so we'll be talking about some of that on Tuesday and looking at enacting some of those clawbacks. But it shouldn't be too bad of an agenda.
Is it just one company you're looking at there, Mayor?
So it's just one company that we are going to vote on enacting. And they added some employees, so it's not like they all was lost. I mean, they expanded their footprint in Wichita. It's just the fact that we're a little tougher than most communities. We're a little more conservative, and we require a 1.3-to-1 return on our investment. And I think that's something that we will continue to do because we believe that's the right course of action when we ask for partnerships on these kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, we're seeing little progress, I think, on the Arts and Convention Center. At least the committee's starting to share with the advisory boards. Where are we at on that? When will you actually get to take a look at what their findings are?
So I'm not sure I ever get to take a look at all of their findings. We have to figure out how to engage the community, though. I don't know that the committee has the real opportunity without a larger community engagement to truly try and suggest the course of action going forward. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I'm not sure we've had an opportunity to engage the community like we need, because ultimately the community is going to decide. The community is going to get to decide what course of action they want to take on Century 2.
All right. What else is going on the agenda? I know you're leaving. What, are you leaving town next week, too?
Well, I'm heading to the annual chamber dinner up in Topeka, so it's not a big trip. They have it wrong on the agenda report. They have the Kansas chamber dinner in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm guessing that's a typo.
There you go. They didn't change that part of the template there. All right.
They kind of missed that part of the template. But unless they know something I don't know, maybe we decided to get out of the winter weather.
That's it. Well, listen, thank you for being with us. As always, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Mondays with the mayor with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Now, the Cars for Charities car shows coming to Wichita, Century 2, this week, January 18th to 20th. It's a benefit for the Arc of Sedgwick County and Starkey. And I've got a pair of tickets for somebody if you'd like to go see the car show.
Oh, very nice.
And I'll throw in some Freddy's Frozen Custom Steak Burger as well. Give us a call at 869-1330, 869-1330, if you want to go to the Cars for Charities car show.
Call now.
743, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update with Editor Bill Roy. A new dining opportunity coming to Wichita. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.